Hi, this is Dr. John, and I'm the host for the Fearless Dentistry podcast, and I'm pleased to have with us today a friend of mine and also a marketing agency that I used when I was in the active practice. And some of the importance about visiting with Kevin, this is Kevin Kwok from J29 Creative Marketing. Kevin, welcome to the podcast. Kevin, share with us a little bit about J29 Creative Marketing.
Yeah, so I started J29 Creative Group. It's almost been 8 years. Isn't that crazy, John?
Yeah, that is.
So when I first started, I was in a corporate director of marketing, and I saw the need because a lot of folks, you know, they don't have like the big companies where they have a marketing team. So oftentimes when you're a marketing director in a small to mid-sized company, we're outsourcing to what you call freelancers. And a lot of times I always made jokes with my wife. It's almost like glorified babysitting. I had a director role, but honestly, within the company in my corporate setting, we only had maybe three other team members. So I would chase after these freelancers in order to get what my executive teams needed. So I saw there was a need in the market. So J29 Creative Group was born because I felt like, hey, you know, your Nikes and your Starbucks have these large marketing teams that they have access to. But now the small to mid-sized businesses, they don't. So, and they don't know where to start or where to go. So that's how J29 Creative Group was born. I got out of my corporate position, started my own company, and roll it back, I'm kind of a serial entrepreneur. So prior to J29, I also own a restaurant bar. I've owned other businesses, and I own a web development firm in 2000. And so I kind of understand the market, and I also understand that it's a need in the industry. So a lot of small to mid-sized businesses just don't have, they don't spend on marketing, and you can't hire one marketing person to do it all.
You know, you can't, Kevin. And I loved hearing your story. And one thing I talk about the podcast is listening to people's story. And one of the greatest ways to make connection with people and show the ultimate respect is to ask questions and listen and learn about their story. I learned some things about you today in what you just shared in your little intro there about your past that I didn't realize. But I think it was interesting that in your corporate business or your corporate position, you saw a real disconnect between the freelancers and then your ability to put pieces together on a corporate level. And I think that's interesting. That disconnect gnawed on you, didn't it?
It did, because a lot of people go, you know, hey, it's great. I can save some dollars and cents by hiring a freelancer, right? But if you're not in the industry, do you really know what are you measuring them on, right? If you're a dentist, for example, you know, like, I can't tell the difference between someone doing a good, you know, implant job, you know, versus you, Dr. J, you know exactly, hey, these implants don't look good. Same thing with marketing, right? Yeah, you can save some dollars and cents by hiring a freelance videographer, but what I know versus what you know is probably different. You don't know, hey, what are we measuring on their ability to do, right? Same thing with a photographer or, you know, someone running your social media. What is good social media? I live and breathe it daily, so I know how to manage, you know, these people, right? And it's challenging because creatives have a different mindset. You know, they're not your 8-to-5 corporate guys.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. You know that I've always loved marketing. And, you know, in our early conversations, Kevin, when I was looking at bringing you in to, as part of my team and my practice, you know, we spent hours visiting with each other and we needed to get to know each other. And I think that's critically important in dealing with someone when you're working so closely. And I'm turning over a part of my practice. I'm actually turning over my future reputation to you in what you're going to be doing as far as marketing and this. So there has to be a great degree of trust. And, you know, that's a couple of questions. That's one of the major questions that people look at when they're going someplace new is, can I trust you? And those are the questions. And we're looking for evidence to answer that question the minute we start working with people. And one of the things I did early on with you, Kevin, is, and anybody that I worked with in marketing, is that I said, I want my message to be simple and extremely impact within the first couple of seconds. And I want to start answering the questions that the patient may have in their minds about, is my office the right office for them? And so I did feel, Kevin, that you really understood this. I came home from our first time that we visited with each other and I said, Mary, this guy gets it. This guy really understands, and he was listening to me intently more than anybody else. And you weren't projecting on me, Kevin, what you wanted. You were listening to what I wanted, and we were linking things together. And so the why, that's why I feel it is so important for people to answer, is that when you know and understand what your purpose is, your bottom line why for your business, and then you can link that with my why, we form a connection that is extremely powerful. And we want to work with each other, and we want to continue to work with each other, and we will be loyal with and to each other in the future. And so the entrepreneurial spirit, I just love that in people, and I'm very, very drawn to that. It's kind of interesting, you know, we've, since I retired and we no longer, you know, work with each other in that respect, we connect periodically through social media and whatever. And I was doing some searching actually on Instagram for a dentist that I had connected with out in Los Angeles, and I had lost that connection. And lo and behold, I type in something into Instagram and, you know, do a little search, and up pops these videos. And I did not know that these two dentists were from Kansas City, but I saw the videos and I thought, this video format and style looks very familiar to me. And so I investigated a little bit, went a little bit further and watched more videos. And I saw, first of all, these two young ladies are from Kansas City. Mm-hmm. And that's where we're from. Secondly, I looked at those videos and I looked at how they were being done and the creativity with it. And I thought, that's Kevin's work. And lo and behold, I looked and there it was. So it was kind of interesting that I saw that and I recognized that your video work, Kevin, is unbelievably, it's not just good, it's great, it's awesome. You guys know how to create a piece that translates the meaning of a business to other people within a short time frame. Describe with me how you folks, you know, you've really niched yourself, and I think in that direction, Kevin, significantly. Describe with me how your video, again, this is looking at from the entrepreneurial aspect, how you came about and why you see and saw videos being so important.
Yeah, so here in Kansas City, you know, 8 years ago when I started this agency, we were very social media focused, right? It was before social media management was even popular to small business owners, right? So we saw the direction of where video was going to be. So I started by documenting myself. So I have videos from when we first started, and you can see how bad the videos were to how we've improved over the years. So we tested on ourselves. We were the guinea pigs, right? And I was like, this stuff works. And it's like John said, people don't buy businesses because they're of their products and services. They first has to trust you. So they buy your why, you know?
Correct.
And yeah, I always absolutely. Tell, yep, especially dentists, right? Every dentist will tell you they're the best dentist. in that yeah. city or town. They're the best Invisalign person, or they're the only ones with the iTero scanner. But then, whole behold, you know, 2 miles down, there's someone else with an iTero scanner, you know?
Yeah.
But every dentist in their mind, we're the best, same as marketing people. You know, yeah. no one's going to go, I'm the worst marketing person in Kansas City. But what separates us is who we are, right? So we notice, hey, videos don't lie. They're very authentic. People can connect. People can read you. Just like if I was sitting in front of Dr. John, you know, I can see his facial expressions. I can feel his sincerity. I can see his authentic. And that's what videos can do. But yes. the biggest mistake people do is they do these scripted videos, or what happened is they end up just talking about themselves. They yep. end up just talking about their products and services. And the days of the commercial video is dying. I mean, look at these videos are getting shorter and shorter because our attention span's getting shorter because yep. of these mobile phone devices. We yep. just don't have the attention span to watch a 5-minute video.
No.
So you have to capture on attention. And to do that is by being authentic, being genuine. And oftentimes your videos don't have to be about your products and services. It's about who you are.
Yes. If
I can project who Dr. John Gordon is to his audience that he wants to connect with, the business will come eventually because correct. I trust John with something that's so precious, my smile.
Right, right.
Right?
100%, Kevin. And, you know, that's, again, that's why I spent time working with you, and your videos for my practice were just awesome. When we shot them, I was so excited to see the final product. I couldn't wait and because I knew it was going to be a great product. And, you know, you can see videos on with people on the internet. You can tell when they're homemade. You can also tell when they are made by a marketing company, but you can also sense when they don't get it. And here's the thing, Kevin, that you guys always with me, we never scripted anything. But it wasn't a shoot from the hip type thing. We understood where we were going with our videos and what needed to be said. And, you know, the word authenticity, they were very authentic. The questions were asked and I answered the questions, and that's where we went with it. But I think the key for marketing today is I, John Gordon, understand my personal why. Mm-hmm. I know what I'm looking for to help enrich my life, to give me meaning, and to give me personal purpose in moving forward day in and day out with my life. I know what's extremely important to me. What I need to see in videos real quick is the why of that business, and does that why and belief match mine? And if I can sense that real quickly through videos, I'm coming to do business. And then when I walk through that front door, I want verification from the very minute I open that front door and turn that doorknob that, yes, these people really do believe in the why and I can trust them. Then I give them my respect and then we're off with business. That's where I think you capture it well with your video aspects, Kevin.
I think what people forget is marketing is really a holistic approach. And I love what you just said, Dr. John. It starts from your external marketing, what people see who don't know you, how they connect with your story and who you are and your why. But then the moment they walk in the door, it has to match, you know? And I think a lot of businesses make that mistake. They have this great marketing stuff, but then they break that buyer journey because when that door opens, they're unfriendly. They really yep. don't care. So your yep. value isn't matching your marketing. So it correct. Has to be a holistic approach. It has to be from start to finish, from the moment that patient sits on your dental chair, is that dentist going to give that same matching quality that they're speaking of in their videos or in their social media or radio or whatever that might be, you know? People don't want to get feel like it's a bait and switch. And I think in the early 90s, there was a lot of bait and switch, just like the used car salesman, right? They tell you all these great things. And then when you go to the car lot, you get something different.
Right. Yep. Mm-hmm. And you know, you can tell, Kevin, with your, when you go in and you're doing a shoot for an office or any business, that when you walk in that front door of the business, you can tell, ooh, something's not right here with this. And it's something that, you know, makes it a little bit difficult for you because you know what direction you need and want to go with this business. But what you're going to be doing and shooting with your video product is not going to have the effect or any effect basically upon that business, because when they walk through that front door, there is such a disconnect. It validates that disconnect, and everything is lost with it.
And it's so hard, right? Because a lot of times our job, you know, is really to lead that horse to the water, right? Getting it to drink is the business's job, right?
Correct.
And I think it's so true. That's what separates the greats from people that are just, they just have a business. They're just a business owner, right?
Right.
Lot of business owners, what I found is working with hundreds of businesses, a lot of them don't have a clear vision and they really don't have a why. You know, your why can't be just to make money.
No,
it's not strong enough of a value to connect with your audience.
Yeah.
You know, there has to be something more. And I hear it so much. Oh, Kevin, of course, it's just to make money. You know, I went, and those businesses I see again and again, they over time, they fail.
Absolutely. And I'm glad you brought that point up, because my Fearless Dentistry podcast is directed towards entrepreneurial individuals that want to create a specialized, unique niche. And there are people out there that want this type of business, this type of dental care, this type of marketing, that will pay the extra money when they feel like they are being respected. These people also are they're so acutely aware of what they want and what they're looking for. And we can't reach them unless we give them a true, heartfelt, authentic why that they can connect with.
And I could tell, Dr. John, from working with you, when you were with your patients before you retired, you had a connection with them. It was beyond just transactional. And correct. I could tell you connected with them. You allowed them to envision their smile. You really care. You know, until this day, I told Jen, I go, I can tell Dr. John is really passionate about teeth.
And
I come across a lot of dentists, and I don't always get that when I'm working with people.
Yeah.
They are not passionate. They're all about just transactional.
Yeah. And that makes it very difficult for you, doesn't it, Kevin, to work with them?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's the spirit of this podcast, is to help people that are wanting to really elevate their practices and take them into a different direction, to where they can fulfill their why and their purpose, because it is so enriching to your personal life yourself. And it's one of those things that, you know, when you touch one person's life and change their life, you have no idea how many people around them peripherally that they influence. And that's the fun thing about this, is like Steve Jobs says, making a dent in the universe. And, you know, our lives truly are 6 pixels of separation, where, you know, your one turns into 10, and then those 10 turn into thousands. That's the fun part about it, is knowing that you have left a mark in the world, and hopefully a very positive one that people will reflect back and say, there was a legacy there, and I loved being a part of it. So, Kevin, I think we nailed it here. We're at right at 25 minutes.
Awesome. And, good stuff.
I think so. I appreciate you coming on board with me, Kevin, and sharing a lot of my learning and my experience in my business. I went outside of dentistry to find out what were some of the components and what were some of the key business aspects that I could bring into my practice. And, you know, linking with businesses like yours and understanding and working together with them was just a lot of fun for me. So I appreciate you coming on board. That's all we have for today. It's been a pleasure having you with us, and we hope you've learned something from this. I'm your host, Dr. John Gordon.
Thank you, Dr. John.